What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Required Listening. I'm your host, Scott Goldman, the executive director of the Grammy Museum. Each week in the Clive Davis Theater, I have the privilege of talking to great artists about their careers, their latest projects, their motivations and inspirations, and what goes into making great music. I want to bring these conversations to you, and that's what our podcast is all about. Now, if you listen to the radio, then our guest on Required Listening this week likely had a hand in crafting whatever you may be hearing. Justin Tranter has successfully navigated the pop songwriting landscape, writing hits for a remarkable list of artists, get this, including Justin Bieber, the track was called Sorry, Selena Gomez, Good For You, Maroon 5, track was called Cold, Imagine Dragons, Believer, and another Selena Gomez hit called Bad Liar. But what ties all of these artists and the songs together? Is it his particular approach to songwriting, or is there something about his sense of collaboration that enables him to get the best out of the artists with whom he's working? We sat down during the craziness of Grammy Week. Justin was there because he was nominated for Song of the Year for co-writing Julia Michaels' Issues. We had a terrific discussion. He was incredibly passionate about the work that he does with his collaborators and how his goal was to elevate what they feel in their gut. So let's listen to my conversation with Justin Tranter. So we are here at the YouTube space in New York. I'm Scott Goldman, the executive director of the Grammy Museum, and I am with Song of the Year nominee, Justin Tranter.
That just sounds so weird to even hear that.
Well, tell me why, because I'm interested in knowing, you know, how does that feel?
I was in like a glam punk band for so long, so never even thought we'd get anywhere close to the Grammys. And then now as a pop songwriter, you know, for songwriters, there's pretty much only one category we can get nominated in, and it's such a dramatic, big, exciting category. So I kind of like, not in a negative way, but I kind of was like, that's probably just never gonna happen. Cause it's like only five songs a year. Mm-hmm. And when you're writing like pretty much like, I write all, like a little alternative pop music, but it's still pop music. Normally those songs are like really like serious, you know? So I just never thought it was gonna happen. And so now that it's happened, it just doesn't feel real at all. Yeah.
Well, and when you look at the others who are nominated,
like how is this life?
Tell me about where were you when you got the call?
I was just at home in bed really fucking early. I'm on the board of GLAAD, which is you know, an LGBTQ media advocacy organization, and they have to be very up to date, and they're based in New York, so they're up a lot earlier, and they have to be like super duper up to date on all these nominations because they need to put out a statement about LGBTQ inclusivity and blah, blah, blah. So for the Grammys and for the Golden Globes, when I woke up, the first text was from the CEO of GLAAD being like, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. So that's also pretty cool because like, I worship her and she's like a huge activist that saves a lot of lives. And so like, to have her text me and be like, yo, Grammy, you're just like, what? How did I get here? Crazy.
I want to talk about the song and I want to talk about writing the song. And as I mentioned to you, you know, I had the chance to talk to Julia about the song. And she too is a songwriter.
Of course.
You know,
amazing songwriter.
And she refers to the process, at least for her, as musical therapy. And, you know, it strikes me, if you listen to the song, if you listen to Issues, there are some issues we're talking about.
So
tell me about the discussions that you had with her as you started to write the song.
So, you know, obviously me and Julia have written an insane amount of songs together. So at that point when we wrote Issues, which I think at this point was like 2 years ago now that we actually wrote it. Obviously it came out much later than that, but we were already really close, you know, because a lot of times as a pop songwriter, you walk into these sessions and you maybe have never met the person or you've only met them a couple times. And like, so to write something as like raw and honest and like bare your soul as Issues, you kind of really need to know somebody, you know, like it's, and so luckily at that point, me and Julia are already best friends. And our, even when she, you know, because we didn't, when we wrote that song, she wasn't planning on being an artist yet, on being a singer. We were just writing it, like we would go in every day and write songs for other people. But even when we were writing songs for other people, I always wrote with Julia as like, these are her stories. Like she's the artist. I am the co-writer who is here to help the artist facilitate their vision and have a sounding board and have an elevator and all those other things. So that's how you're writing the song. Like, this is her story. This crazy thing had just happened with her and her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, whatever you want to call it. And I'm there to, like, kind of help field it. And it's hard, really hard to put into words because it happens so fucking quick, you know? But yeah, that's how she always wrote. She wrote like these were her songs, even though she wasn't singing them yet.
And you know, I talked to her about this, and, and I'd be interested to get your take on this, that as a songwriter, especially a songwriter who is really writing as openly and as honestly and from this very vulnerable place, you know, for the longest time for her, it was like, well, I can do this and I can give the words to others to sing. And I don't have to bear that burden. And I'm wondering how you as a songwriter, do you have that same sense that you could be bearing a little of your soul and your vulnerability, but somebody else can go sing it?
It's really interesting. I always talk about, for me, it's like I had in my band for so long, I got to write and sing and say and wear and do exactly what I wanted for 10 years. And it was all pretty fucking extreme. You know, it's really over the top and really, really. So I had all of that so that once I got into pop songwriting, I was kind of just ready to help other people tell their stories. I was ready to help other people execute their vision. And so for the most part, none of these hits that I have, they're not my story. I find ways to relate to them so that I can be more honest. I find ways to be like, oh, well, that kind of happened to me 10 years ago. Because also most people I write with are a lot younger than I am. So I'm like, oh yeah, I remember when I thought like a relationship was like the end of the world, you know? And now I'm like, relationship sounds insane. You're all crazy. Why do you do that to yourself? But, but
we could have a whole nother discussion about that.
That's a whole other podcast. But, so it's different for me because these aren't my stories and I take such pride in that. And I feel like, I think some songwriters are afraid to say that because it makes it like less real or less like, I don't know what, but to me, it makes it, that's what I bring to the table. I'm here to facilitate and structure and grow and make things a little more fabulous and a little more urgent. So for me, there is.
I love that fabulous and urgent.
Those are my two favorite things in music.
Urgent,
fabulous.
How do you make it more urgent?
You have to get to the truth. So I have the best job in the world, right? I go into the rooms with people that I, for the most part, don't know. Especially now that Julia is off being a superstar.
Yes.
You know, I'm like speed dating with different artists and different writers every day, and it's really interesting. It's really awesome, and it's kind of like. I got to work with Leon Bridges recently, which
oh my
was
gosh.
Amazing.
Love that guy.
And I'm not spilling any tea. He already told people this isn't like brand new news.
Right.
So, and I was just like, I just met him and I was just like, so are you in love? And the whole room kind of went like, That's it.
That's really bold.
That's a bold, like, nice to meet you. Are you in love? You know what I mean? But like, I have to get to the truth. Like, I have to get something that we can, that feels urgent, that feels important, that feels honest.
In the moment.
In the moment. Well, yeah. And it's like, I want to write the best song possible. And I know this is awkward because I just met you, but I need to know, are you in love? Like, how's your mom? Like, do you hate yourself? You know, like, these are all...
But was that... I'm wondering, is that an acquired skill? Is that something that, you know, like, the first couple times you walked into a co-write, were you that way?
Yeah, I think I was lucky by the time I got there, you know, because I fell into pop writing almost on accident.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers... Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Because I fell into pop writing almost on accident. I was in the band and we were on Epic and they refused to release our album. And we had a publishing deal, like an artist band publishing deal. And this woman named Katie Vinton came into Warner Chappell and she listened to the new album that we made. And she's like, well, this is amazing, but I can't help you. Like, I don't work at Epic, I work at Warner Chappell. But I could put you in sessions to write for other people if you want. Like, I think your songs are amazing. Do you want to try that? And that changed my whole life. So it wasn't ever like, okay, I got to build this skill now as a pop songwriter. It was just like, okay.
Do what you do.
Here I am. And luckily, as you can see, I like to talk. And
so like, we like that about you.
So it's like, you just go in and you talk. And I think that, you know, also being... You know, I think that queer people are like the ultimate, not the ultimate underdogs, but we definitely have an underdog perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think that that underdog perspective really kind of helps me cut to the core of things. Mm. And I think, you know, my fabulosity can help me get away with saying some pretty bold shit to a person I just met that other people can't.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if that answered your question.
No,
there you go.
All of it is, it's of a piece.
Yeah.
It's all of a piece. But so I'm interested, you know, you talked about being in your band, but when you were younger, what music were you listening to growing up? Was there an artist or a band that you heard that you said, oh,
I have
that's
the right
songs. That's what I need to do.
There was a couple moments, like super duper young, like 4 or 5 years old, was the musical Annie.
Uh-huh.
I was convinced I was Annie. So that was first. And then The Little Mermaid. You know, these aren't the most rock and roll answers, but it's the truth.
It's the truth.
We're getting to the truth here.
Well, you were at the Imagine Dragons program when one of the guys mentioned Kenny G.
Yeah.
Kenny G.
My answers are definitely better than that. No, actually, Kenny G's a genius and people give him way too much shit, but... I want Kenny G's bank account. I picked up the wrong instrument. Anyway, so, and then though, it was like, there was that whole 90s era of female singer-songwriters. So whether it was Ani DiFranco, Tori Amos, Paula Cole, Courtney Love, who I think is one of the most underrated songwriters, Gwen Stefani, again, super underrated songwriter, that whole 90s era of women that all came at once, Alanis Morissette.
Right.
It was those women and their story and their strength, but still coming from this feminine point of view, like that exploded my whole mind.
Well, you know, and now that you're mentioning them and thinking about their music and talking earlier about being vulnerable and being honest and open, that was the hallmark
of
the songs that they were writing.
Well, and there was so much urgency to what they're doing. It was honest and vulnerable, but you know, whether it was Courtney or Alanis or Ani DiFranco or Tori Amos, there was this like, or Fiona Apple, there was this like fucking coming at you with like, you know, lyrical daggers. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, that was like, oh, I have to write songs.
Yeah.
Like this is, okay, phew, I figured it out. I'm gonna write songs. Huh. I mean, it took me like, you know, 20 years to make money off of it, but I fucking got there.
So just back to Julia for a minute, because you wrote Issues. She had yet to make the decision for herself that she would be the artist. And in talking to her, there was a whole internal sort of dialogue about kind of wrapping her head around that idea. Were you in any way encouraging of her to do that?
It was an interesting balancing act of, not a balancing act like I need to figure this out. It was like, as her friend, the thought of being an artist really stressed her out. And every time we'd go into a label meeting, the executive was like, let's just put these songs out with your voice. And everyone was kind of pressuring her. So take the co-writer out of the equation as her friend, very close friend.
Yeah.
I mean, we spent 6 days a week together for 3 years before she started touring. Like, I was like, whatever you want. Like, do it or don't do it. Your voice is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I think you telling these stories from you would have maybe even more of an impact sometimes, you know? Especially something like Issues. Like, that should be yours. I mean, but that was all her idea. But so it was an interesting, like, well, I think you should do it. But also, as your friend, if it freaks you out, don't fucking do it.
Right.
Like, but there was a moment that she talks about of when she was maybe gonna, they were gonna be featured on a song that we had written for somebody. And they decided not to keep her part on, and that really fucked with her. And we were in a session writing for somebody else, and that really kind of crushed her. And I was like, she was like in the bathroom crying, and again, she's told this story, I'm not spilling tea that I'm not supposed to. And I knock on the door, and I was like, well, one, are you okay? Should I call somebody? But two, like, if them taking your voice off of this is affecting you that much, maybe it's time
to do
that
it.
You start doing this. And that was kind of the beginning of like being able to really kind of talk about it and figure it out.
Yeah.
And I think it's just amazing, you know? I think that there is something so beautiful about being the songwriter behind the scenes, but there's something so special, especially I think for young people to hear her actually sing these songs.
Yeah. And I mean, literally when you see her do that song,
It's
like written on her body.
yeah.
But you just, you get that sense. And here's the other thing about the song, and I talked to her about this, and I want to get your kind of view on it. As a song, to me, it completely subverts sort of the pop construction.
Yeah.
You're waiting for the big chorus. You're waiting for the drop. You're waiting for all these things that never happen.
Yeah.
That never come. And it completely draws you in.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that it's definitely not chasing any pop trends at all. It's very classic and blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't feel like it hits any of the normal pop points. But as like me, I went to Berklee College of Music and like a total songwriter geek, structurally, it actually is pretty perfect. I know that's weird to say because I'm a songwriter.
But talk
like
about
phrasing
it
wise, like there's things that you look at, right? Like you kind of want the different, the verse and the pre-chorus and the chorus. You want melodically, these are just rules that are made to be broken,
yeah.
But you want those phrases to start in different places. So like, you don't judge is right on the one, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I got issues is before the one. So mm-hmm. It's like when the chorus comes, she's singing earlier than she was singing before. Melodically, we do grow. So it's the verse is here, the pre is here, the chorus is there. Now, mind you, when you're writing, these aren't really things you're thinking about unless something doesn't feel right.
And then you apply the
mechanical. Let's look at the math and see what's not working.
Yeah.
In this case, in this song, it's just like spilled out. You know, like it just spilled out of Julia's magical, magical face. And I was just lucky enough to get to like figure out how to zhuzh it, you know, and elevate it and do what I could do. But
by the way, that's a technical songwriting term.
Zhuzh it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, very technical.
Yeah.
For everything. Fashion, makeup, songs. So it's one of those things where it doesn't, right? It doesn't have that big explosion track-wise. It doesn't do this, it doesn't do that. But melodically, it actually, like, it hits all the things you want to hit.
Yeah.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And how often does it happen that these things sort of come together in that way. Because I've talked to many songwriters who always seem to say, the best songs I've ever written have happened in the shortest amount of time.
I mean, for me, the majority, yes. It's not always the best ones, but I feel like, well, I can say this, like the best songs, like the heart of it comes out really fucking fast. Mm. It pours out. And then sometimes you go back and you tweak. Like when I work with Mattman and Robin, who I did Cake by the Ocean with, I did Believer with them, Imagine Dragons. In those moments, you still need like the main guts to pour out and capture that quick. But they'll massage longer than most of my collaborators, and it's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, so
it's
I'll say.
It's hard to say, but I think, you have to get, especially if you're trying to write something honest, and it's, you have to get that rush pretty quick.
Is it different? You mentioned Mattman and Robin. Is it different co-writing and working with an artist as opposed to these producer dudes who are, you know, top level and they've written, you know, hits for all, or produced hits for all manner of people? Yeah. Does it change kind of who you are as a songwriter?
It does. Well, you have to, as the songwriter, it's not about me. And so if it's not about me, I have to figure out what I can do to best enhance, as in writing, we always call it in the room. Like you're in the room and get in bigger rooms and better rooms and rooms, which we should have come up with a much more glamorous word than room. But it's like, you know, it's not about me. So my job is to get in there and figure out how I can serve the room the best. And so it's not just, is it different with artists versus producers or artists versus just straight up songwriters, or it's kind of just, it's case by case by case by case, you know? I think, you know, Julia and Dan Reynolds write very similarly, where it's very personal and it's very like, this is their fucking life. And like, and so that one you have to realize like, okay, I need to just figure out how to let them tell their story. This isn't for me to interject. Like, I need to just do what's best and like, you know what I mean? So it's different. Yeah. And then you get into some rooms and it's like, it's more my personality and I lead the way, you know? So it's just like every day is fucking different.
Sure. Yeah. So Song of the Year nominee, is this changing you?
I hope so. I hope I'm a completely different person.
No, but in the sense that more people calling you up, more places to be, more distractions. I mean, you know, success brings its own. Not that you've been successful already, but this level brings its own sort of set of challenges.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the main challenges that success brings is just pressure that people put on themselves. And I think that, and I'm not saying I'm completely cured of that phenomenon. Of course, I put pressure on myself and I want to do better and I want to do more and I want to do more important things and elevate more marginalized people to tell their stories and pay my privilege forward and all that stuff. But to me, I view those as like aspirations, not really pressure. And also, you know, my band did really cool shit and we were amazing and we had a great fan base, but in the industry, it was viewed as like a failure like four different times. You know what I mean? So it's like, for me, any of this, I can't believe any of it's happening. It's all like, do you know, it's all a dream come true and it's all like, I never thought I would get here. And, you know, the lack of LGBTQ representation in the music business, and especially on the business side, like I put songwriters on the business, like the behind the scenes side, I should say, there's fucking none of us. So like, for me to, you know, be so out and proud and live my truth and get fucking nominated for a Grammy and a Golden Globe and all that shit, it's like, I can go home. Like, I'm good. I'm gonna start an animal sanctuary. Like, screw it.
No, but I mean, I love what you're saying about, you know, elevating those who might not have the platform.
Yeah.
And giving them the platform or helping them get to a different place.
Yeah, I was saying to Kay Flay last night, me and my publisher, Katie, were hanging out with Kay Flay last night, and she's just brilliant, brilliant human being. And we were talking about, I met this amazing artist named Shea Diamond, and she's a trans woman of color, and she has this amazing life story, well, a crazy life story. And if I would have met her 5 years ago, I would have been like, oh, she's awesome. I'm going to write a song about her. And then I was like, but now, like, no, I should just give her the platform to write her own songs and tell her own story. And so, like, that's the pressure I want to put on myself. Yeah. Like, don't tell her story. Let her tell her story.
Well, and I was just talking to another Song of the Year nominee, Erica Enders.
Ugh, genius.
Fantastic. And she, too, was talking about, it's not about me. It's not about her.
Yeah.
It's about who I'm working with.
Yeah.
It's about others.
Yeah. No, and it's I love the story of, like, working with Joe Jonas, right? When we wrote Cake by the Ocean. And that song is so fun and goofy and sexy and over the top. But that was, like, the honesty that I got out of him. You know, we worked for a couple days and we were writing a little more serious stuff and this and that. But hanging out with him, he's, like, really funny and he's really hot. You know? So it's like, well, we should just...
This is good.
We should just do that. And, like, even though it's a fun, goofy song, to me, I'm so proud of it because it worked. Because I figured out how to make
that's
him,
his truth.
Him. He's fucking the shit. Yeah. So we should do that, you know? Yeah. And, like, so even when it's fun, our job is to just help people tell the truth, even if that truth is Cake by the Ocean.
So who do you want to work with?
That's a good question. Beyonce, Stevie Nicks, Ani DiFranco, Cardi B.
Is there a through line there? What ties those artists together?
Women.
For you.
Women who tell awesome stories. Yeah. I don't really care what men have to say. No offense. No.
I won't take it personally. It's okay.
Just women who have fucking awesome stories to tell and have done great things. And that's just what made me want to make music in the first place. And that's what makes me want to keep making music. Yeah, I want to make, you know, a musical. I want to do a bunch of stuff.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, all I can say is you're awesome.
Thank you. You're awesome.
We're so glad that you took the time.
My honor.
The best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
To you and Julia.
Thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank
really
you
appreciate
very much.
It. So many of the songwriters I've spoken to seem to find the seeds of songs in conversation. And I would encourage you to go back and listen to my conversation with Julia Michaels, where she talks specifically about the conversations she had with Justin as they were writing Issues. Now, Justin clearly speaks to his knowledge and that Berklee School of Music training, but it's really more about that relationship, that conversation that he has with his co-writers. It isn't always about the big chorus or the catchy hook. So that's your required listening for today. I hope you like what you're hearing on the podcast, and there are plenty more coming up. We've got fresh episodes coming every week. Let's keep the conversation going on all the social platforms at Grammy Museum. If you're coming to Los Angeles, I certainly hope you'll plan a visit to the Grammy Museum. All the information about our activities, our programs, our exhibits are at our website, GrammyMuseum.org. And finally, many thanks to the team that keeps Required Listening coming to you. Jason James, Justin Joseph, Lynn Sheridan, Jim Canella, Miranda Moore, Callie Weissman, Jason Hoke, Chandler Mays, Nick Stumpf, and everyone at How Stuff Works. Until next time, I'm Scott Goldman.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.